This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now 7 after the hour on the DJV program. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV show, where you'll see and hear and feel why it is that it's so important to hear what Jennifer has to say, Victoria has to say, and once in a while what I have to say. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer is perched in sunny Southern California, where it's beautiful all the time. And now... This will make it more beautiful. The governor, who's a stand-up guy, one of the great patriots of America, Mr. Newsom. I see a picture of him wandering around with Ms. Harris amongst a bunch of old burned-out junk cars in the fires. I'm sure that she learned a lot from walking around the junk with him. And so now Mr. Newsom has issued a sweeping executive order, Jennifer. This is going to be great for everybody, right?
Oh, yeah, great for businesses. Well, actually, not even businesses, just great for individuals in California. California is going to outlaw the sales of new gasoline-powered passenger cars and trucks by 2035. This is according to Gavin Newsom. Right. Yesterday, he said that's going to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 35%. Now, he said that the plan would not ban people from owning gas-powered cars or selling them on the used car market, but it would end the sales of all new gasoline-powered passenger cars and trucks in the state.
Sure, the California auto dealers are going to have their lobbyists up on the hill. This will not fly.
Aren't they pushing for this, though? Like for the after Trump relaxed the emissions, and then the automakers got together and made their own rules of what they wanted. So isn't this the direction they're heading in anyway?
In the state, this has been pushed for since Jerry Brown was in office, actually. He had the dream, and he would tell people about it. It's not like he made it a secret that he envisioned California with no one in their cars, and that's why he would gas the heck out of gas, and that's why he would do all of these things to try to prevent people from driving. The problem is he offered us no viable alternative because California is not like New York. I wish that it were. I wish that I didn't have to drive and that we had reliable, safe public transportation. But guess what? We do not.
And let me ask you a question. All right, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So we got California trying to fight climate change, and the fires that these people, because of their bad management, create the horrible circumstances, people dying because they can't breathe in the air that's been created by these fires that were created by lack of management and direction from the governor's office. So now we're going to have cars that are electrified. That would make me think that we have to have more electricity.
If we don't have enough the argument is that there's no electricity in the state of California.
Yeah. So who's thinking that through?
Well, these people are
moron.
So inept, because already we hear, and I know nationally, if you're not in California, you hear about rolling blackouts. Remember, rolling brownouts, all of that. When it gets hot in California, you are told to turn off your lights, turn off your air conditioning, and basically just sit inside and suffer.
Bake.
Because, that's what you're supposed to do. And when we have fires and when it gets windy, we just turn off the power grid, because the power grid can't be trusted not to spark more wildfires. So this is what just irritates me no end, is that in this quest for whatever he's going after, you're going to make it extremely difficult for people to, number one, have to afford a new car, and number two, be able to charge that new car. You're going to put an extreme load on the power grid if you have everybody out there with a non-gas-powered car, with an electric car. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you shore up the power grid, but for years, they have failed in doing that, because instead of actually, and this is, I think, what gets me so much, instead of using the word incentive, they use the word ban and or regulation. And so in California, instead of incentivizing the power companies to get more compliant, to shore up their failing infrastructure, what they do instead is give them incentives for environmental regulation. So the power companies have decided to just let their power grids go to heck while trying to meet all of these environmental standards by the state. And you're seeing the actual deliverance of power now suffering from what is supposed to be the primary job of a power company.
That was what brought about the diesel engine thing with Volkswagen and others, because they said yes to something they couldn't do.
Right.
And so now here we are with this moron, Newsom, saying, quote, "This is the most impactful step our state could make to fight climate change. You deserve to have a car that doesn't give your children asthma. Our cars shouldn't make wildfires worse and create more days filled with smoky air." Huh? The cars cause the wildfires?
That.
Where the hell did he get that?
I don't know the wildfire connection, but I do. I understand the air quality issue, but...
But they don't have the electricity.
Going...
I do, too.
Right.
But they don't have the electricity, and there's no leadership to create anything other than the same mayhem that they have right now.
And he's lying to you when he says the cars cause wildfires, that climate change is causing...
Whatever you can do to get him out of office, man, you better work
hard.
Well,
the thing is that people are so blind to brand names, and they just, you know, they're uneducated voters, and they just vote for the brand name. And people do that across the board, and it's unfortunate. But I'll tell you this much. He does not want to acknowledge that the two fires that are burning in my area, the first one, the El Dorado fire, was sparked by a gender reveal smoke bomb, which is idiotic all in of itself.
Right.
And then the second one, the Bobcat fire, they believe was a failure in resources because, again, what? Failing infrastructure. There wasn't enough fire security in the area that sparked a wildfire. So as much as he wants to push this all on the side of climate change, and I'm not saying things... I mean, talk about the drought, talk about all this stuff, fine. But if you want to take care of the problem right now, you have to acknowledge that it is more than this, and that it is because of the failures of our leadership that we have all of this. And it's like you have to acknowledge at least both things before you can even be considered an effective leader. It's not just about banning things. So stupid.
All right. So also in California, I see the University of California has been favoring the rich, well-connected students in their admission process. You see this, the state audit, finding 64 wealthy, mostly white students inappropriately admitted to four of the university's nine campuses.
Which was UC?
This is University of California. Yeah, UC.
Okay, UC. So.
Yep.
If it was USC,
so UCLA,
that's like the worst-kept secret
right.
ever.
The audit found hundreds of additional questionable cases. I'll be interested in talking to my daughter and my son-in-law, who are both profs at the University of California in Los Angeles, to see what they make of this or how much it's been talked about by the professional staff there, because they won't be happy about
it. A lot of power in the donors, that's for sure. That's why it makes no sense to me that these dummies are going to jail for falsifying documents when they could have just made a fat donation and had the same impact.
Are you talking about Lori Loughlin and that bunch?
Yeah, Felicity.
Yeah, all those celebrity parents, yeah.
Please, everybody knows. Name an auditorium after yourself and the kids will have free reign.
Really? The Lori Loughlin steps to the future.
Right.
How about that? The back step is a big... There is a...
Put her name on one of the dormitories. Call it Full House.
Yeah,
right,
or
that's it.
Or a bathroom. Something like that. You know, why not? Put them on... It's just this whole thing. It just reeks of oof. So, in a moment, we're going to find out where Tom Cruise is going...
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the TJV Show, 17 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. We're all here with you, and, well, most of us are here with you. Dougie is having some technical problems, but we'll hook up with him again. For those of you who don't know, working from home for us, Victoria, has not been new because of COVID. We worked from home forever. In fact, Victoria and I, if you can imagine this, have never actually sat in the same room with each
other. I know. That's like so sad.
Which at some point, and we have grand plans about like going to Vegas or doing something really fun, but unfortunately that's been, you know, put the kibosh on that. But truly, it's like we are always, you know, around, we're all over the place. Victoria's in New Jersey and Doug is in just outside of Boston. I'm in Los Angeles. And so we don't sit together every day. And so sometimes you might hear blips, but for the most part, we manage with the great skills of Phil, our producer. We manage to bubblegum everybody together at one time. So that's the good news. But for those of you who are working at home, it seems that that is the pattern that's going to continue. I was looking at a survey. And Victoria, it states that most people now don't want to return to work. The majority, 64% in the latest poll, says that people want to stay working from home for the foreseeable future. Now, I think if you dig into this survey, there are a lot of different reasons. One of them, it's now more comfortable for people to work from home. They have the technology to do it at this point. Mm-hmm. But the main reason... It's more economical. But the main reason is that people are scared to go back to their workplace. For many people... We're kind of lucky in the radio business because everybody has studios or places to go and spread out. But for people who are sitting in cubicles right next to each other, there's a lot of fear for people in going back to work.
It's true. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and her company is they said at minimum, at you know, the earliest it'll be January before anyone's back in the office, and they're going to do a staggered schedule. But even with that, she said she doesn't really feel comfortable. And my husband at some point is going to have to go back into Manhattan to go to his company. They also have said January is it won't be any earlier than January. But, you know, if you think about it, if you're not commuting, you're not paying gas and tolls, you're not paying for mass transit, you're not buying yourself lunch every day. Think about how much money you can save. And that's how we've been feeling since both of us work from home now. He's not paying for commuting. He's not paying for lunches, you know, and sometimes dinner or whatever. You know, that Starbucks cup of coffee or Dunkin' Donuts every day, that adds up. And when you're at home, you're making your own coffee and you're saving a lot of money. So I understand it. I think that it's beyond just COVID. I think it's become very comfortable for people to realize they can do all of their work without adding in that commute.
The question is, are people more effective? And I'm not sure if that's actually happening or not, but I guess we'll see if businesses choose in that direction.
Yeah. I think productivity levels have actually gone up. I know just from watching my husband, he has calls that now start at 5, 5:30, 6 o'clock at night. That never happened before, so who knows?
It's a DJV show at 21 minutes past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
She's giving me excitations. Wow. There you go. All right, for those of you who have just joined us on this planet, came from the planet Zog, the music you're listening to is true music from the Beach Boys. And so now, the latest from the Beach Boys, not sure which of the two Beach Boy groups this is going to bring to us, they're going to perform drive-in concerts. The latest group to announce some of these concerts and drive-ins this fall, starting in Southern California at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, October 23rd, Jennifer, and then at the Del Mar County Fairground, October 24th, and they're going to Phoenix on October 25th at the Arizona State Fairground. No state fairs, though, this year, right? No,
I don't think so.
Right now, the Eastern State Fair would be going on here in Massachusetts, but that's like, there's no, I don't think there's a fair anywhere, farm fair. So, let's see, what else are they doing in addition to the drive-in shows? They have several fall shows announced on their website, kicking off this weekend, I think, in Greenville, South Carolina. Right? Monday they're going to be in Greenville. More information on their website. The surviving members of the Beach Boys have been performing in two competing camps, one fronted by Mike Love, the other by Brian Wilson, since the bitter end of their reunion tour in 2012. But both groups have heavily hinted at the possibility of reuniting for the 60th anniversary tour, because they'll make a lot of money. That's it. Al Jardine, who is the other original member of the Beach Boys, said, "We'll probably do about 20 or 30 shows together next year. I'm not against anything like that," Mike Love said. "Anything that's creative and done for positive reasons is good with me. We'll continue thinking about stuff like that and see what we can do." I'm sure they will, because it will be big bucks.
The interesting thing about them is Mike Love's voice is shot. It doesn't sound good at all.
His son
but
is
Brian Wilson. Yeah, but Brian Wilson still sounds good.
Yes,
so
he does.
So they kind of really need Brian Wilson. I don't know about Al Jardine, but I heard Brian Wilson sing, you know, just in the last year or so, and he still sounds good.
Yep, I think And all of this stuff was, you think that they could figure it out, frankly, among all of them. Love is an egomaniac.
And yeah, that, he seems that way.
He couldn't handle Brian's success and didn't even know what to do with Brian when he was. Brian wasn't accepted by Mug, so he went to drugs and then away. Went down the tubes from there. All right, this is the big announcement of the day. William Shatner in the music report.
Thrill's gone, baby.
Get it, Bill.
Man.
Yeah, this suits him.
Yeah, it does shoot. It does. All right, so Shatner has tackled pretty much everything in music. Progressive rock, country, classic rock, Christmas songs. And so now the label, Cleopatra Records label, approached him with the idea of a blues record. Apparently, he was taken back a little bit. The white guy from Montreal knows nothing of the blues, he said. Montreal is a very musical city. I'd hear the blues not knowing necessarily that it was the blues. But I was young, didn't come from a musical background, but he was up for the challenge, as he usually is. What is he, 86 now? How old is Jenny?
90. He'll be 90.
Is he 90? God love him.
He's 89 right now.
Yep. So this album is coming out next week. It features blues classics like The Thrill Is Gone, Sweet Home Chicago, Route 66, recorded with a lot of guest musicians, Brad Paisley, Ritchie
That's
Blackmore.
Yeah.
James Burton Paisley is his friend, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And Skunk Baxter. I would bet he and Skunk Baxter would be friends. Shatner began the process by reaching out to ZZ Top's Billy Gibbons to learn more about about this kind of music. Gibbons gave him a list of books on the blues that Shatner eagerly read, but his education began when he sat face-to-face with blues icon Arthur Adams, who plays guitar on As the Years Go Passing By. The vocals were recorded.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two Louisville, Kentucky police officers shot last night during protests in that city are expected to recover, according to the city police chief. They were shot near where protests broke out over the Breonna Taylor decision. Earlier in the day, Kentucky's attorney general announced none of the three officers who fired their guns during the misdirected drug raid in March that killed Taylor will be charged directly with her death. Within hours, protests broke out not only in Louisville, but in cities across the nation, including New York, Chicago, and in Oakland, California, where this protester says,
I was a surprise. I don't have a very high expectation of justice in this country.
The late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will lie in repose again today at the U.S. Supreme Court building, and this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maryland's Republican governor has come out against acting quickly to confirm a new Supreme Court justice. Speaking to the Texas Tribune Festival yesterday, Republican Governor Larry Hogan said that we should not be playing partisan games with the nation's highest court. Hogan adding it would be a mistake for the U.S. Senate to ram through a nominee on a partisan line vote. President Trump is expected to name his nominee to succeed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Saturday afternoon. Hogan saying we shouldn't let Ginsburg's death create more division in the nation. President Trump says it's up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, making that clear during a briefing that he just might overrule the FDA. The agency has said it wants time after volunteers are tested to make sure there are no side effects from a vaccine, but Trump says he doesn't want any delays. And make way for a lot of new Baby Yoda items just in time for Christmas. Disney launching a bunch of new Star Wars products in what's called Mondo Monday, starting on October 26th. Baby Yoda became an instant breakout star from last year's debut of The Mandalorian and will be on some of the new merchandise. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 34 at the hour here on today's DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, helping you to celebrate the day. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. Nice time to be having a birthday. Good time of the year. We head into fall. Some people think it's the prettiest time of the year. I think I was trying to figure out, I think it's 40 days from the election. Big things are happening here, there, and everywhere. The place where you live now, are you happy with where you are? You like your house? Like your community? Like the way it feels to be with the people that you live near? Or would you like to live a different lifestyle? In a different place? Maybe you're not thinking the place where you live is the healthiest, and you want to find the healthiest community to live. So Victoria is going to step up to the plate with that challenge. Where are the healthiest communities? And I want to know what the criteria is for these cities being judged the healthiest, Victoria.
Okay. So this is from U.S. News and World Report. This is their and Aetna, the Aetna Foundation. They work together
Aetna's
and they
an
have
insurance
their
company.
Yeah, the foundation, I think, is it's owned by Aetna, but I think they do other kind of philanthropic things.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So they work together every year to release the list of healthiest communities by ranking. This year, I'll give you some of the criteria. So they're scored on 12 different things. Things like fresh air, access to fresh water, housing being affordable, the quality of the drinking water, environmental things, public safety, food and nutrition. So they had 3,000, it's 84 actual health and health-related metrics in 10 categories. So it's a pretty strict list. So 3,000 U.S. communities were evaluated, and they came up with the top 10 list. And I'll tell you this, which is kind of surprising. Six of the top 10 are in the state of Colorado. So Colorado is still where it's at. However, the number one spot went to Los Alamos County in New Mexico. And the reason they said that if that name sounds familiar, it's because the atomic bomb was developed in the 1940s in that area, in the Los Alamos, in that area. So they have the national laboratory that's still there. So it has a medium-sized workforce. It has a more educated workforce because it's a lot of science-based jobs. And so they said people tend to be, the more educated you are, the healthier you end up being. There's a correlation there. White-collar jobs tend to come with health insurance. That's another reason why people, the more education you have, the healthier you tend to be. So Los Alamos County is number one. In the rest on the list, number two is Douglas County, Colorado. Number three, Falls Church, Virginia. Number four, Broomfield County, Colorado. Number five, Rout County, Colorado. Number six, Loudoun County, Virginia. Number seven, Pitkin County, Colorado. Number eight, Carver County, Minnesota. Number nine, Summit County, Colorado. And number 10, San Miguel County, Colorado. So, if you two in Virginia and six in Colorado, so you've got your choices, or just, you know, if you want, retire to New Mexico.
So, Colorado, could there be a coincidence that there's so much pot smoked in Colorado that people want to be there? What's the story of that?
Just happier, healthier. I mean, I have a lot of friends who live in Colorado, and I know Jen has family in Colorado. It's just, I find that it tends to be a health-minded and health-conscious
people
lifestyle.
Are more outdoorsy there. They're just, I think
people
they're
hike
more
every day and very active.
Yeah. Well, that's a good, healthy place to be.
Yep.
So I'm surprised that my community of Framingham, actually, there were no East Coast cities in the list at all, were there?
There are no East Coast states.
States.
In the top 10. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Virginia, right? Falls Church? Mm-hmm.
I don't consider that East Coast. I mean, I guess technically it is, but yeah.
No, I don't either. Yeah, no. But it's okay. Well, it's actually a suburb of Washington. Isn't Falls Church? You go
Falls
down
Church
66?
Falls Church is not too far. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not too far
Arlington.
Outside of D.C.
Arlington, yeah. No, it's not far out. Yeah. Okay, as a matter of fact, I think Richie lives there, if I'm not mistaken. McFadden lives, I think, either there
and
or in the town.
He's a picture of health.
There
so that's
I am.
Good, yeah.
Right. Speaking of the picture of health, Tom Cruise is officially heading to space. The space shuttle Almanac taking to Twitter to share a photo of some of the spacecrafts and countries set to launch in the next couple of years. And in October of 2021, pretty much a year from now, the chart reads SpaceX Crew Dragon, with an image of the space vehicle beside it. Next to the illustration are three names: SpaceX pilot Lopez Algaria, tourist number one Tom Cruise, tourist number two Doug Liman. The tourist flight also shows a vacant spot for a third passenger. Liman is the director attached to the movie. In other words, they're going to make a real movie. We were talking about this before.
Mm-hmm.
The folks at, well, Elon Musk and his bunch at SpaceX wanted to film a movie in outer space. And so apparently they put that all together. And next year this time, they're going to go up there and they can only... So is the whole movie going to be in the space capsule?
That's
or is it just going to be part of...
They don't know if this is going to be just like a scouting mission or if they're going to actually be filming this, or maybe a combination of both. We don't know yet. But it's not surprising that the first civilian up in space would be Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, no. Not at all.
He's such an adrenaline junkie person.
Plus,
yeah.
Isn't that where, I mean, he's a Scientologist. Don't they go up there at some point?
Are they from there?
Well, no, I mean, I think after it's all over on this planet, you go somewhere else, don't you?
I don't know. You mean physically? The spiritual belief that many of us have is that life continues, and it continues in different forms. The spirit moves around, whether you're conscious or not conscious, or a different kind of consciousness. Yeah, I know, but I don't know what Scientology believes, frankly. They'll teach you anything that they think will give them an advantage so they can get more money out of you. That may be what happens. The house once lived in by murderer Lizzie Borden. Here we go. This is perfect for Halloween. This is a home down at Fall River, which is about 80 miles south of me here in Massachusetts. The house, it's a Queen Anne house, sold in 2018. Now it's up for grabs again, $890,000. Lizzie Borden lived there with her sister from 1893 to 1927 after purchasing the house following her acquittal for the axe murders of her father and her stepmother. Did she do it or didn't she do it? I guess that's the... Quite a lot of people think she did.
How does it go again?
What?
Oh, that rhyme, right?
20 whack. Yeah. Lizzie, what was it? Lizzie Borden. Oh, come on. Lizzie Borden.
Well, anyway.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Doug?
Yeah.
I lived there. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember the... Yeah. Current owner is trying to convert the place into a bed and breakfast.
Ready? Yeah. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41.
Ooh.
So who wants to go visit the Lizzie Borden Bed and Breakfast Museum? They've restored seven bedrooms to their original splendor. Sounds just plain creepy. The demand placed on the house by the city's building department was one reason the bed and breakfast went. See, this is it. I mean... What is it with these people who can't get their ass out of their way? The city building department says you can't because it doesn't meet code. It hasn't met code since it was built in 1840. I mean, for God's sake. Wow. Did you get that, Phil?
All this over Lizzie Borden. Who knew? You are a strange bird, and you definitely keep us guessing.
What just happened here?
I know. He just had an episode or something. I don't know.
They're just public officials and the lack of common sense. I think what's really sending me over the edge is what's going on in California. And then every time there's something else that happens, even to the point of what's going on in the Breonna Taylor case, I just think there's some stuff there that just is unspeakable, unmanageable, ununderstandable, untenable. At any rate, maybe that'll be our clip of the day for tomorrow. We got our clip of the day at Good Day Health at DJVShow.com. But I'm looking at some of the stuff that Ken has done on Good Day Health. For those of you who don't get to listen to the program, you can, it's on many of these same stations that carry this program. Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell spend 2 hours a week talking about you and your health and the research that's being done, how you can help yourself to better health, all that good stuff. Tips galore. The current Ken podcast explains why people, younger people, are dying from COVID, who they are, where they are, what the situation is. They're all compromised. I'll give you that much. But there's a lot more information. Collect the info on vitamins, too, by listening to this podcast and many others. Both Jack and Ken believe we need to have more vitamin C, vitamin B, D, vitamin B, C, and D. Are all very important. So, you want to get the lowdown on your health and well-being? Catch every week the Good Day Health Show, and you can get an abbreviated version at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So those of you who are registered to vote, good for you. Those of you who aren't, what are you waiting for? It's only, 39, 40 days to the election. Voting underway, as a matter of fact, in some states. This is a pretty unusual year, and I think there's a certain amount of danger to be unlocked. But if you haven't registered, I don't know what the deadline is, because it differs from state to state, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In terms of when you should. But why wouldn't you be now? Why wouldn't
some
you be registered?
People can register
to vote
the day of
now.
Which is, I know.
Right.
I registered the day I turned, well, actually even before I turned 18, because I would have been 18 in the next election. I mean, I think it's the right thing to do, but there are a lot of people who just don't.
Don't want to register
don't
or don't want to vote?
Yeah, or just don't register.
How's that? All right, so what's going on in the campaign quickly? Anything in the last 24 to 48 hours that seems to have any value? Has it all been sort of put aside by the Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing?
Yeah, I think the big story is still the Supreme Court. The announcement will come at 5 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday from President Trump, and then of course getting ready for the debates, because the first one is Tuesday. So a lot of questions about how everyone is preparing for that.
Yeah. All right, we've got 10 before the hour here on today's DJV program.
T.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos is here from Lake Cardiology in Mardura, Florida, to answer some of your questions. I'm Doug Steffen. I'll be the questioner. So apparently, when it comes to heart attacks, you're a cardiologist, you're around this all the time, there are different things that would maybe predispose or cause you to have the first heart attack and then the second heart attack. So what are, can you name one thing that may predispose a person to a second heart attack if he or she has already had one?
Well, there's an article this week in the European Journal of Cardiovascular Nursing about how hostility can predispose you to a second heart attack. So if you've had a heart attack, even if you haven't, anger is something, if you want to stay as long as possible on planet Earth, you have to make sure it's under control. There are appropriate times to be angry, but if you're in general angry at things a lot more than everybody else, you're at risk of having a second heart attack if you've had a first one from this new study. And my experience is you're at risk for having the first heart attack also.
So what is there? What does your body do? I'll follow up here. A follow-up question, Mr. President?
Yes.
What is it about those emotions that crank up? You know, it's the old, I know, I call it the spirit-mind-body connection. So the mind is cranking, and the body gets the brunt of whatever evil is coming from the energy in your mind. Is that about it?
Well, it changes the hormones in the body. You know, somebody sneaks up from behind you and you startle, the fight or flight reaction, that's adrenaline in the body. And being angry just really spikes up the adrenaline, and that can lead to problems with raising your blood pressure, causing rhythm problems in the heart. Also, it increases being angry a lot, increases the inflammatory hormones in the body, which just leads to more damage to the circulation of the body, and this initial damage to the wallpaper, the inner lining of the circulation, is what is the initial step that leads to plaquing. These plaques get bigger, they rupture, you get heart attacks, you get strokes, and this is how anger contributes to that horrible, deadly process.
One of the things you asked me as part of my physical, and again, I give up on the HIPAA requirements because I think people can learn. I'm happy to be a guinea pig of people learning from my experiences. You asked me a few months ago if anything shocking had happened to me in the previous year, because when I go to you for my annual cardiological review, you do ultrasounds, you do the CAT scans, you look at all the records and stuff. So you must have seen something in my heart that made you ask me the question about whether I'd had some event, because it may have triggered some little event in my heart.
Yeah, well, okay, again, giving up HIPAA, you just did that. I saw a little bit of your area of your heart not contracting normally at rest. And I was concerned that there might be some little tiny injury damage to the muscle. It just wasn't all contracting normally as it had in the past.
So would that have come as a result of some event that would have created what might have been construed as a little heart attack here if I didn't feel it?
We know that severe, overwhelming, acute mental stress can create issues of blood flow to the heart and damage the muscle.
So do those things heal if you get rid of the stress?
You can't bring back the dead. But sometimes you do improve blood flow, but what you want to do is prevent the next one.
Yeah, right. Listen, meditation is good, relaxation, all those things, doing things that you love, like seeing my grandson and my children. Those
fantastic.
Are a cool thing. My next question has to do with whether or not you could, you know, there's this thing about eating too many carbs. Can you eat too much protein?
Absolutely. All of us can eat too much protein, and the reason you can eat too much protein is because you can damage the kidneys where the protein is filtered through. So a good dietitian, in fact, a good physician, makes a calculation on total grams of protein per day for a patient, and we can get into the formulas if you'd like at another time, but Absolutely you can eat too much protein. If you have underlying not normal kidneys, you have to lower the daily protein even further, but based on how active you are, based on your weight, we calculate daily protein, and then we also factor based on your kidney function if we have to lower it even further.
All right, answers to questions. Questions for Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.